8:25, let's send it back to the Breakfast Club with John Boggs. When he plays golf, he's always a shank.
It's always a shame when I play golf?
No, I said you're always a shank.
A shank.
A shank.
Hey, four. That was a joke that one person appreciated. Oh, guys, Jeffrey O., you and I are going to have to practice our repartee.
You know what I've always said about golf?
What?
You tee it up, and then I get teed off because I can't hit the ball very well.
You and I need to go out on the course.
I don't know.
I need a caddy anyway.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Hey, we got Dan Watson and Judy Garr with us. We're going to cover some of the highlights of what's happening this week at Glass Days. I know this evening we start out with the Queen Festival. And then tomorrow, what are the big activities that are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? Okay, Judy.
Well, excuse me, John. Before the Queen Festival, we have our wonderful hog roast at the American Legion.
Oh, yeah.
And, excuse me, lots of good food there. And from 4 to 8 tonight, you can fill up on the roast pork and then head on over to the Queen Contest.
Okay. And then the Queen Contest is at 8 p.m. on the main stage.
And speaking of the Queen Contest,
yes.
I do miss Rob. Rob was a mainstay at the Queen Contest, and I know he's kind of retired from that, I guess, but would love to see him come back over here.
Yes,
this
I was in charge of the Queen Contest for several years, and Rob was always there to do the MC and the crowning, and
you know,
I appreciated him.
If he's listening, I'm sure we can coerce him into coming over.
Exactly. It would be good to see him walking through Glass.
I'm sure he would enjoy being here, and probably even more so that he can take his time to enjoy it rather than
exactly.
do a little work.
But he's
so.
More than welcome.
And when he would say, the winner is, you know.
Yeah, I think Ryan Seacrest took lessons from Rob. Now, okay, tomorrow... Well, first off, the art exhibit that we just talked about actually starts today. Does that start today? Yeah, it started Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow, well, let's back up. 5 p.m. tonight, Poor Jack's.
Yes.
Yes.
Poor Jack's amusement start from 5 p.m. till, it doesn't say how late, but we're going to assume probably 10 or 11.
I think the mayor has... bypass the curfew for Dunkirk during Glass Days, so, and we don't roll up the sidewalk
okay.
at 9 o'clock.
So they take away the sidewalk cranks.
Right.
Okay. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 5 to 10 or whatever, and then on Saturday from noon on.
Yeah, I think it started at noon on Saturday.
And there's a lot of rides here this year.
Yes.
I don't know if it's more than before, but it sure looks like it to me. So, and tomorrow, what's going on tomorrow in terms of activities, main activities?
Well, tomorrow at 5 p.m., we have the Kiwanis annual pet parade.
Uh-huh.
And that is always very interesting. Some unusual pets sometimes.
Okay.
My daughter, several years ago, won with a goldfish in a bowl.
Wow.
So hard telling what you might find at our pet parade.
A goldfish and a pet parade. I like that. What other things do we have going on tomorrow?
At 6 p.m., we have Dunkirk's Got Talent, and that's on the main stage right down on Main Street. And local talent will come in, and we'll see who wins tonight.
Okay.
So.
Do you know who's going to MC that?
Roberta Geringer is in charge of it, and I think most of the time she goes ahead and MCs, but I'm not real sure on that. So
okay. Those
are kind of the highlights for tomorrow.
Okay. And then, of course, we have Friday and Saturday. Dan, Dan can't even see what's going on Friday.
Dan is approaching a senior citizen, maybe, and cannot read the papers. When you get bifocals, Dan, you can go ahead and read.
Dan, we can hold the paper way down here.
Dan.
Your arms aren't long enough.
Well, tomorrow, on Friday, though, we have the great tours out at St. Gobain, and that will be... From 9 to 3 p.m., you can go out and tour the plant, and you must have closed-toe shoes.
I understand, and I have not, so I'm going to try to make a point to go on one of those tours. I understand if you haven't toured the plant that it is incredibly interesting.
If you toured the plant 20 years ago and you tour it today, you would not. It's completely different.
Really? Okay.
There's just so much more automation. It's so much cleaner. It's just amazing how much automation and how much difference that's, you know, the progression is.
I can't imagine anybody in this county who doesn't have someone connected to the glass industry.
Exactly.
But if you haven't and you haven't toured the plant, you should make a special trip over here between 9 and 3 on Friday to do that.
Absolutely. And see that 2.5 million bottles a beer is packaged or made and packaged out there daily.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was talking last night that I think Dunkirk needs to make a commercial. You know, GE does the power that makes the beer. Well, Dunkirk makes the bottles that hold the beer.
Exactly, exactly.
And like I always say, Dunkirk does not consume all 2.5 million daily, but we do help with it once in a while. So.
Okay. So you export a couple bottles?
Just
huh?
A couple, yeah.
Okay. Well, and then that's happening on Friday. Friday, there's is there something happening on the stage Friday evening then?
There at 6 o'clock, there's the Little Miss and Mr. Contest for 3 to 6 year olds. And that's always fun to see the young ones up there on stage and see which winner will win for that contest. So.
Okay, and then Saturday morning, we start off with the fun run and walk, and cutest baby contest, and then what else do we have going on Saturday?
We have our big parade.
Okay, the parade starts at 3, is that it?
3 o'clock.
Yes, they start lining up, I believe, around 2 out to the city park, and...
What is the route of the parade? I know it starts at the city park. Does it end there?
It's Highland Avenue down to Main Street south to Center Street, and then Center Street back east towards the glass factory, and then back out of the park.
Okay, so it is pretty much a circle.
Yes.
But so if you get inside of it or outside of it, you're going to get a good view of the
yes.
parade. And then Matt Kenyon, again, we talked about Matt a little bit earlier, is going to be... blowing glass on Saturday, or at least we hope he's going to be blowing.
Yes.
Yeah. Last year, I understand someone stole his equipment before he had a chance to come up here. That, what a shame.
Uh-huh.
So, and then of course we have the firefighters with the water ball contest and dance at the American Legion,
and also downtown, I believe they're going to try and have the glass blower. That's it.
I think it's going to be at Fuquay's parking lot. That's
from 11 to 6, he should be in Fuquay's parking lot.
Uh-huh.
So I know he tried to come last year, but had some, well, I guess his equipment was stolen. So
yep.
He's going to try to be back also for that.
Okay, and then we start out today, Senior Citizens Day. So there's a lot going on over here, plus you've got the Poor Jack's Midway. Of course, you have all the booths for the and the food. Let me ask you. What is your favorite Glass Day food?
Mine is the elephant ear. Yesterday, I could smell it, but I couldn't find which place was open that had it. But mine is the elephant ear.
How about you, Dan?
I don't know. I had donuts last night, so that tells you they already started the donuts place last night. So there's so much.
I know.
A little bit of everything. It's not good for you, but I know.
You know, when they talk about festivals, I immediately think about, oh, I got to starve all week so I can get one of those things that I want. And I usually end up so stuffed and so miserable from eating so much, but it's so fun.
Exactly.
Well, not only with the vendors downtown on the street, we have other organizations, churches that have chicken and noodles, and you know, the Legion's having their hog roast, and then they'll have their famous breaded tenderloins throughout
oh, yeah.
the week. So, you know, just come to Dunkirk and enjoy all the food and fun and festivities.
You know, I think everybody could run over here at lunchtime
exactly.
through the rest
exactly.
of the week and have something different every day. And
the weather is going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
It sounds like we're lucky there. And,
you know, after last weekend, as hot as it was,
exactly.
I thought, oh, man, what a terrible weather for a festival. But today is gorgeous.
It's a gorgeous day.
It's absolutely gorgeous. So come over to Dunkirk. And if you're in Dunkirk, get out of your house, come downtown. And enjoy Glass Days.
One more thing I'd like to, there's so many people involved in this celebration and getting this set up. I would be remiss if I didn't thank the Glass Days Committee and all the work, all the people involved and all the work. I know this thing, they're probably start next year's Glass Days as soon as this one's over. So, I mean, it takes so much work, so much planning.
And, I know we have a big list of sponsors. I don't know that we can mention them all.
Sponsors are important to us. And I think back, like I said, when I was a kid, I think back of the people like Kenny Webster and how much he meant to the parade and people like Ernie Loy that did a lot of work in the parade and people like Rob. You know, there's so many people that have come before that have made it what it is today. And the people that continue this tradition is just amazing that they're able to put something of this magnitude together.
I agree with Dan. This is the 46th year. So that says amazing. Something about the people in Dunkirk who volunteer and group together and keep something like this going. And they do need to be applauded.
There's a lot of bigger communities that have not been able to sustain fairs, festivals, or events for 10 years. And 46 years is just amazing. So, yeah, we want to thank all the volunteers. Of course, we've already thanked Roberta, but there are so many other people involved.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
And they know who they are.
They know who they are, yes.
Thank you very much. Any final words for our audience?
Just come to Dunkirk. You know, support us. You know, visit with the friends and see what we've got downtown. And, you know, it's just it's a fun time. It's a time just to relax and enjoy the atmosphere. Like I said, great weather. Look forward to seeing you.
There's something for everyone. It's family. Come and bring your family and enjoy the good food, the rides, the entertainment. There's something for everyone.
And it's a good excuse to come over and see the new trees.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've only had one mishap with one tree.
Really?
Yes.
Well, we'll have to raise some money to replace that one.
Yes, we will. But anyway, no. See the new trees and then come back later throughout the summer for our free concert. So.
Okay. And speaking of that, great segue, Judy, because when we come back, we're going to be talking to Jim Bob McEwen about the concert series at the Webster Park Depot. Is it Webster Park Depot?
Yes. Webster okay. Depot Park. Yep.
Webster Depot Park.
Yes.
Okay. But right now, we've got to go back and pay some bills with Jeffrey O, and then we'll come back and talk to Jim Bob.